we're about to be joined by Peter Snowden. G'day, Pete.
Morning, Jason, Ronnie.
G'day, Pete.
Thanks for joining us, Pete. A few runners in today at the Kenzo. Interesting to see this colt back, Ozzy, the three-year-old. Competitive in the top two-year-old races last prep, and a couple of trials heading in. How forward is he back to the races?
He's had a couple of trials. Happy enough with him. And as you say, two or three starts he had last prep were all in against what turned out to be some good quality amongst them. And he's very competitive there. So hopefully, I thought it was a nice race to kick him off on this time in, although it's never easy to beat the older horses. But I just thought at home, 1100 is a nice race to kick him off in this prep.
Pete, the jury's out on both his trials. We know he's got nice credentials. He seemed to be having a bit of a think about things and wanting to pull up or hang or do something wrong in that trial, that latest trial.
Yeah, just a touch quirky, Ronnie. We've got wingers on him today, and he seems to be more receptive with those and probably better ridden off speed rather than leading with him. His runs prior to that, all bar one, was he sat off horses and chased quite subtly. So we'll be our plan today will be to be riding just off the speed, the stalking position. Hopefully something in front of him is just keeping concentrating and working to the line.
Okay, so all in all, you're pretty happy with the way he's come up, though.
Yeah, no, he looks in good order. He's probably carrying a little bit of condition. He's going to improve a lot from today, but he's done a lot of work. And two trials he's had, so he's more than ready for today.
Natalia, in race four, look, she had good form prior to last start, and obviously it was probably not the right part of the track she was in there.
I think it's pretty fair. I was quite confident that day until we seen about race four or five. It was just terrible on the inside, even though she does handle wet ground. It was just much inferior to what it was out wide. Better track today, nice soft draw again, fresh and nicely. She's probably carrying as much weight as she's ever carried, so a bit of a fresh up's done her world of good. And I think she's in with a chance today in an even race. From that good draw, she's in with a good chance.
Okay, race 8 Bull Market. I thought he did enough first up, 1,400 now and dropping in weight.
Yeah, he's drawn okay. I thought he's got a pass for his Canterbury run. Another day where it's pretty hard to make our ground. He came from second last, but he's been probably three quarters of length, so I thought his effort wasn't bad there. His second form is a lot better than his first up form, and going to 7 furlongs is probably the right call for him this stage of his prep. But going nicely, and he's a good each-way chance.
Talk to me about Murillo. He's in his second racing prep in Australia. He's always trialled well. Have you worked him out yet?
I hope so. Most of them, everyone that I've spoke to and seen and about European horses, they're always better the second time through. His work was good first time, but it's been very good this time through. He had a lot of feed issues first time through. This time through, touch wood, we haven't had any, so I think there's a couple of ticks there. His only one and only trial I thought was very good here at Randwick, and it will be the only 7.40 trial, but I've kept him really fresh. Really, he's probably a 7 furlong horse when really ready. But nice and fresh today off a nice draw. What looks to be a good genuine tempo there. He should get his chance there. I'm quite confident he'll run well.
You've dragged him back in his two race starts, and in his trials he showed brilliant speed. Could he race, even though it's a short of his best distance, can he race closer today?
Yeah, he will be as close as he can without being at him. It looks to be, to me, I thought there's good genuine speed there, but we've got a good gate, so we'll do enough to hold a spot, and that means he's in the first four or five. That'll be great. But if he gets back another pair, I'm not too worried because they've got to come to an end somewhere. They're not A-graders. And if he's good enough, he should be able to pick them up. But, I'm happy with him. I think when he gets up over more ground, when he gets to 1,400, he definitely will race in the first two or three for sure. That's probably the way he'll race better. But just for today, I won't put him out of his comfort zone, but we'll be as close as we can without being at him.
Mm-hmm. Caulfield, cheerleader, fast filly, nice jump out.
Yeah, good trial. I only gave it once. She's not a gross filly, but the trial was very good. Work's been great since. Just would have loved to do a better gate against these sort of fillies, but it's probably not the grand final for all of these today. So it might be an opportunity to ride her just off the speed, just to see how she hits the line. But I'll leave it up to Damien. He's a good rider. He knows the filly well, and if they're all looking at one another in the first 200 metres, wanting to lead, we'll go across and lead. But there looks to be a little bit of pace there on paper if they use it. So there'll be options for Damien to either go forward or go back, depending on the pace in the first 300 metres.
Grand Rosso, are you happy with him?
His trials have been good. He's an old stage, has been around quite a bit. he's had a good spell. He had a little bit of a ligament injury before he went out, but he's been given the longest spell he's ever had, probably. And his work's been great. He's sharp enough. So his two trials have both been solid. Bit of an ask today, possibly, but I can't knock him the way he's been working and trialling.
Best chance at Kembla?
Some nice horses starting there. The two in the first both go very good. I can see them sort of winning in town. And extraordinary. He's a really nice horse that showed off a couple of runs last prep. He's above average, and hopefully he can kick off with a win today in a 1400-metre maiden.
It's education, two-year-old time. Will you have any representation at the two-year-old trials?
Oh, yes, I think we'll be there in numbers. Got some really nice horses going forward. It's only 4 or 5 weeks to go, so they're not far away. But we'll put a bit more acid on them over the next 2 or 3 weeks, but some really well-bred horses. Paul and I have been very lucky to pick up, so hopefully there's something amongst them that can put his hand up and be worthy.
Beauty. Good luck today, Pete.
Appreciate it, Ronnie. Thank you.